play cards and do everything, yes.
You just usually have that at somebody's house.
It would usually be at somebody's house.
Mm-hmm. I see, okay. What about this expression? Say if children get out of school at 3 o'clock, you say at 3 o'clock school
is out.
Mm-hmm. But if it's in the summertime when school hasn't been in, toward the end of summer, somebody might ask, well, when does school
begin?
Okay. Talking about school, say if a boy left home and he's supposed to go to school, but he never gets there on purpose, you'd say he did what?
Played hooky.
Yeah. Did you ever do that?
No, I never played hooky.
Okay. And you would say a person goes to school to get an
education.
Okay. And after high school, some people go on to
college.
Okay. What about when you just started going to school, what did you go into first of all? You entered the
first grade.
All right, okay. Used to, did they have anything before that?
No, they didn't used to have no kindergarten like they have now. When you went, you just had to be that 7, I think it was, years old, and you start school. But now you see they start them at 5.
I see. Have you ever heard of anything called a primer?
I studied the primer.
What is that?
Just a little old blue bag book.
Right, spelling and all that in
spelling
it?
Spelling everything in it.
Do you have arithmetic too? Different things?
Different types of reading for the primer, using the primer, using the first grade. And you learn all of that in that primer.
I see.
You didn't have but that one book.
I see. And a teacher might say, well, somebody left a note on my
desk.
Mm-hmm. Or you're talking about the classroom, you might say the classroom has new
seats, or new teacher.
Or the place where the children sit.
New seats.
Okay. The teacher has a desk and all the children have different
seats.
Or if they have the same thing, you say you have a room full of
desks.
Okay. I'll ask you about a few buildings around town. Say if you wanted to go check out a book, you'd go to the
library.
Okay. And if you wanted to mail a package,
go to the post office.
All right. And if you had to stay overnight in a strange town, you'd stay at the
motel.
Right, okay. And if you wanted to see a play or a movie,
go to the theater.
All right. And if you got real sick, you might have to go to the
doctor.
Or stay in
hospital.
The okay. And the woman who takes care of you there, she's the
nurse.
All right. What if you wanted to catch a train in town?
Go to the depot.
Mm-hmm. Or you could call it the
train station.
Mm-hmm. Or the rail.
Railroad station.
All right. Say if, here in Centerville, where you have the courthouse downtown and the businesses are arranged around it, what do you call that area? That's
Courthouse Square.
Sure. Okay. What about, say if there's a building downtown and there's another building in front of it, you'd say that building's right across the street from it.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's another building on down a ways from it, across the street, how would you say that building's positioned?
Opposite of it.
Okay, opposite, or if it's not exactly opposite, it's
direct.
Okay. Well, what about, you know, would you ever use the expression, it's kind of catty-cornered to it?
Catty-cornered.
You'd say that how?
Uh-huh.
How would you say that?
Catacomb.
Catacomb. Mm-hmm. Ever heard people use the word anti-goblin?
Anti-goblin.
Anti-goblin to mean catty-cornered?
No. Triangle.
Okay. Have you ever seen these vehicles that people used to use for transportation in the city? They ran on rails and had a wire overhead.
Trolley buses.
Sure. Where did you see those?
In Birmingham.
Hmm. Right on one?